This is KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
It's time for the Carol Cox Show on K108, heard every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. If you have questions for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080.
Thank you. Okay, good morning and welcome to the Carol Cox Show. Another beautiful day. Have rain and lingering up on the mountains there, and just an awesome sight. And that was Mr. Richard Elliott, Mumba, if you're interested. The man can play some music. And I just thought I would share that with you and let you hear the long version while we played set up in the shop here. Today I have a guest, and we will have two guests, actually. The first guest for the first hour is Dr. Sandra Michaels, and she's quite interesting, and I'll have her to share with you what it is she do, because there's so much. But it's about the health field and good living and clean living, and we're going to be tossing around issues on the subject matter on radiation and anything. So if you have questions that you have, 524-1080, feel free to call. This is one of those efforts to a lot of people out there, believe it or not, don't have doctors or don't have the monies to afford them, or just something prohibitive in good care or what have you. And, you know, there's all kinds of holistic medicines and alternatives. So this is just one more effort on my part to share with you and take it or leave it. And I'm sure any disclaimers of that the doctor will be clear. But in the second hour, Dr. Terry Shintani is going to join us, and we're excited with that as well as this first hour. So good morning, Dr. Michaels. How are you?
Good morning. Aloha. Good to be on the show. Thanks for having me on. Very wonderful to be back home in Hawaii. So aloha. Yeah,
and you're a former resident of Hawaii, and just your PhD, DNM, DCJ, the SJ, inventor and researcher of the Bioscalar Regenerative Technology.
Yes.
So share with the listeners what that is so that I don't bumble.
Yes, I'm a doctor of natural medicine. I've been teaching holistic health worldwide for more than 35 years. So that is my life. It's my passion. I was 20 years basing out of the Big Island, though, you know, in Kau, the rainforest. And my youngest daughter, who's now 25, graduated from Hawaiian Preparatory Academy, so moved from Hawaii, Kohala, to Kahala after she graduated. Now she's graduated from San Francisco State. And my oldest daughter's 40 and just had my fourth granddaughter born New Year's Eve.
Well, I won't ask your age, and nor will I attempt to tell your age, but I'll say whatever it is, and you're vegetarian.
Yeah, about 45 years vegetarian. Yeah.
Vegetarian, not vegan.
No, not totally vegan, mostly. So,
but she's a picture of health, folks, and if you get a chance to go to her, and we'll give her websites and all of that, but encouraging for old folk like me now, you know, to keep the wrinkles away and keep away the gray, but having a healthy future. So share with us the Bioscalar, if you would, just some of that. And I'm sure Dr. Shintani, and when he comes in, you guys will probably talk a bit, but briefly.
Okay, we'll talk more about the Bioscalar technology and its miraculous regenerative capabilities, because that's 20 years of my work, and that's being presented all over. I mostly lecture at this point for ministries of health and medical schools and medical conferences all over the world. But, you know, for example, I've lectured from Mount Sinai, the faculty at Mount Sinai Medical School, the Harvard Club, Royal Society of Medicine. But what I want to address today is the radiation issues. And, you know, this is an issue that's very dear to my heart, near to my heart in many ways, because my mother was working on the bomb. When she had me, she was both of my parents were secret government scientists, kind of things, top projects. But she was literally working on the issues with the bomb and plutonium and all that kind of stuff. When she got pregnant with me, oops, I was one that kept her from being this great research scientist. And in the meantime, I've been working with all the top scientists in the world, and you know, we'll talk more about some of the some of that information too. But I'm a biophysicist, so it's like, I'm, and I'll be lecturing with Dr. Shintani 2 o'clock today and 4:30 today. But we talk about taking people down that rabbit hole really, really well with the physics of the biophysics, the quantum physics, the metaphysics, and the physiology of all of it. And
so that, not to qualify anything, your scalar, bioscalar, is located at the John M. Burns Medical Center. Is it correct?
Yes, there is one in for research, and you know, Dr. Shintani has written you know, some case studies up, some very exciting case studies that are quite dramatic. We'll have him talk more about. We'll talk more about some of what he's seen with that. The bioscalar technology is literally all over the world, and you know, we're working with all kinds of top research on that. What we want to address today is more the radiation issues, because that it's the invisible threat that people, you know, you can't feel it, taste it, see it. You know, and just like we work with a bioscalar energy, which is the same kind of thing, it's just hyper-healthy energy, we wanted to create the counter. Somebody had to do the other side. And fusion, which is what our technology is about, it's a photonic fusion, is the antidote to fission. Because what we have in the environment from the fissioning of plutonium, you know, are elements that do not occur in nature at all. And some of them take 600,000 years where they're still radioactive. And there is no safe dose of radiation.
Now, when you speak of radiation, in the medical field that we're being exposed to, some of the technology, mammograms and things of that nature, and also you're going to speak with, about the radiation in the environment, and I know that you've been to Japan and worked on some of those issues over there, and hopefully we can touch on some the problems. You want to start with Japan first, or what would you like?
Well,
to?
Fukushima is certainly the largest nuclear event to date. In fact, it was rated as a level 7. They've asked to raise it to level 8, which is higher than anything that's ever been reported. And there's a lot of reasons why. The amount of radiation that's been released is astronomical, and the effects on the body. We can address some of the statistics, because we do know a lot of what occurred after Chernobyl. You know, they only admitted to initially maybe a few hundred deaths, and then they admitted to like 4,000. Well, the New York Academy of Science has compiled, you know, a meta-research of 5,000 articles or studies, and found that it was more than a million people, a million deaths attributed to Chernobyl. You know, and this is the this year's the 26th anniversary. It's the 25th anniversary of Chernobyl. And we actually lectured for the UN last year on those issues. And that's on that anniversary is when that New York Academy of Sciences report came out, which is, you know, just astronomical numbers in the amount of thyroid cancers in children and things like that. Now, it's more than 300 times the amount of radiation. That's 300 times the amount of radiation, at least, already that's been released from Fukushima compared to Chernobyl.
Now, was this information downplayed or trickle out with intent, or is it that they didn't know? Was it ignorance, or there was a purposely withheld and leaked out as it unfolded?
Purposely. They didn't want to create too much, you know, panic in people, I think. Because, I mean, they, at first they totally denied that there was a meltdown. There were three reactors in meltdown within the first, from the beginning. And then they weren't just in meltdown, they went into melt through. And now we're in full China syndrome. And I know I sent you some of the information about, you know, hazmat levels of radiation in U.S. cities. 13 U.S. cities in January experienced hazmat levels of radiation. And that was from what happened over New Year's Eve or the first, and that's where they went into melt through. But there was actually a collapse of a wall of in reactor four. And so there was a release of a great deal more of radiation from Fukushima right around New Year's. And then, of course, it made it across to the U.S., and that's how you could have hazmat levels of radiation.
So 13 locations were impacted by Fukushima here in America.
Well,
that's been documented.
13 cities documented hazmat level.
Okay.
Levels of radiation that
from
was,
Fukushima.
Yeah, and that was around, and that was for a period of days, and that wasn't in our news exactly, was it?
A lot isn't in the news, but again, that's why I asked the question: do you think it's purposely? And what is our government? Do you think our government has been open and upfront with this information and timely?
Absolutely not. Because what they don't, they, you know, it's because they don't want to affect the economies. The economics involved are very, very important. And as a matter of fact, Hillary Clinton herself signed agreements with Japan that they would not, that the U.S. would not test materials coming over here. So it's only when somebody else has exposed it one way or another, like Bed Bath & Beyond was carrying something that had the high levels of radiation, and it got, you know, it got caught. But basically, she signed agreements that we would not test the things coming because we don't want to interfere with the economics. Or in Japan itself, it's like, it's patriotic. You want to support the farmers from Fukushima. Mm-hmm. Never mind that there are very, very high levels of radiation. And there are no safe levels of radiation. There is no safe dose of radiation, period, as it is cumulative in the body. Mm-hmm. And this has been documented by many scientists, and there's much information on it. People don't realize in the 50 miles just surrounding Three Mile Island, which was considered a level three, is seven times the cancer rate. You know, and there was 58% increase in birth issues after Three Mile Island in that 50-mile radius. So there's a lot of things that's gone on. Tokyo, I'm extremely concerned about because Chris Busby, Dr. Chris Busby, has been one of the ones over there measuring the radiation issues. And he found 1,000 times the radiation levels of what's in the dead zone at Chernobyl, you know, the exclusion zone, or you know, that where there's still, it's still a dead zone around Chernobyl. Anyway, it's 1,000 times the hot spots with more than 1,000 times the radiation of the dead zone at Chernobyl. In Tokyo right now, we've got 35 million people there. And the ionizing radiation, one of the first things it does is it ionizes the brain. So, you know, we have people, you know, not thinking totally in their right minds.
So, food items. Should we worry here in America about the food items coming from Japan, or I should say, well, Japan in general, but more specifically in the region where it was directly impacted. And I don't really know how broad of an area was impacted by Fukushima, but should we worry as consumers here?
Well, it's not about worry. I like to empower people with information to make better choices. If you don't know there's a problem, you don't know that there can be solutions. And what to do? What do you do with this information? Now, right when I say broad area, it's 50 million times the radiation in the ocean right now compared to before Fukushima. Mm-hmm. 50 million times the normal radiation. And, you know, it's so what do you do with that? The salmon, you know, in Alaska this year was high radiation levels because of the jet stream in the oceans, and they managed to get that. Mm-hmm. So, and then when you ingest these things, it, you know, the breakdown of these, it definitely causes free radical damage and the breakdown of the DNA and in the cell tissues.
Mm-hmm. My guest is Dr. Sandra Michaels. This is the Carol Cox Show, 524-1080. If you have any questions for the doctor or any comments, feel free to call. You can also pick this broadcast up later at carol@carolcox.com. Now, how let's say, preparing a person that is concerned with consumption and whatever, what would you recommend that a person do or incorporate in their daily activity of eating and consumption to avoid contaminants? Such as this radiation.
Yeah, there are many, many things that can be done, and this is the information people need. A dear friend of mine, Dr. Fred Bell, was a nuclear physicist with NASA at 16. One of his assignments, one of his jobs for the government, was to go and study the effects after Hiroshima and in Japan of why some people very close to where the bomb was set off, where the explosion was, were fine, versus people maybe 100 miles out were dying. And what's the difference? He was sent to study what was the difference in what, you know, was in their bodies that protected them. And fortunately, the Japanese are a very resilient people, but they have a lot of things in their traditional diet that do protect them. And one of the things that he found the most protection from was ginseng, gota cola, and ginkgo biloba. Astragalus is another one that's been found to be very protective. So these are herbs that you want to incorporate and be taking daily. Aloe vera was another very, very strong protector. Everybody knows that it protects the skin from radiation. You can use it for sunburn and things like that. Aloe vera juice internally. A lot of the minerals protect the body, so he would also recommend people use nano or colloidal mineral solutions. You want the full spectrum of the minerals, which you need for proper functioning, and it's been documented over and over how deficient most people are in the full mineralization of all those trace minerals. So you want a good colloidal minerals source. Here in Hawaii, we recommend that alai, the Hawaiian red salt, very, very high in those trace minerals. And the clays are also very protective. You know, using the clays internally can also pull some of the radiation. So that alai sea salt is fantastic. It's been known as a healer because of the mineral content, but also because of that super red clay. Or even just using some of that red clay is very protective. Some of what hasn't been talked about here in Hawaii is after Fukushima happened, it was a 3,000% increase in the radiation levels in the milk here in Hawaii. Now, how did that get in the milk? It's from the cows eating the grass, right? And it concentrates in the milk. So that's one of the first indicators. Now, they didn't tell you, they said, oh, it's just trace amounts, it's fine. That is not trace amounts of radiation. Excuse me. And actually, in the U.S., they didn't tell people these things. But in France, they actually told the people to not drink the milk for a period of time because there was so much radioactivity in the milk. And so that's, high cesium levels that come down in the rainfall, as we were discussing. The first things that you're dealing with is the radioactive iodine, the iodine-131. And so that's another thing that's a real key. Those people that eat a lot of seaweed, there's both the iodine levels that are protective of the thyroid and thyroid function, but it's also the alginates of the seaweed, which help chelate the radioactive metals out. So that's a very, so eating a lot of seaweed is very protective. The challenge now with seaweed coming from Japan, you need pre-Fukushima seaweeds because otherwise the radioactive materials concentrate in the seaweeds. So that's another issue. Another thing that is very, very protective of the body is your green tea. Of course, now the recent studies have found it's about 20 cups of green tea a day to give you about 97% protection from a lot of the radioactive fallout. So that's a lot of green tea. I personally use a tea called Cali tea, C-A-L-L-I, Cali tea. It's by Sunrider. It's best of. And it only takes about six cups of that comparatively. because because the catechins and things, the antioxidant effects, there's so many fantastic effects from drinking green tea. So I recommend people drink a lot of green tea, actually. Mm-hmm. And many, many reasons, because it's anti-tumor and it protects the DNA. There's so many things that really do help. And want to go over some of that. B12 protects from cobalt-60, for example. But also the iodine. We mentioned that briefly as well. About 98% of people are severely deficient in iodine. And we used to get it, I mean, it was originally put in to iodized salt to prevent mm-hmm. the goiters and things, but the deficiency in iodine is quite extreme, and a friend of mine, Nani Crystal, is probably one of the top researchers in iodine. And you want to use a single atom iodine, it's because it doesn't accumulate in the body. And 2 drops of a really, really good quality iodine on the thyroid is enough to protect the thyroid. Now, children are 10 times more susceptible to the radiation than adults. 10 times more susceptible, with infant girls being twice as susceptible as the boys. Now, you can find this research online. There's a lot of research you can do online. This becomes very, very significant. 2 drops on the thyroid, but also for your children. I recommend using kukui nut oil, for example, which you use here in Hawaii, and get your droppers full of this singlet atom iodine, best of iodine, and I believe Dr. Shintani is going to be carrying this here. Dr. Ramos also does here in Waikiki.
Now, not a disclaimer, but a little caution. These are dietary supplements, some of these, the B12s and what have you, and I caution everybody when I'm engaged in conversation to consult your doctor. But now here's the but. Do you think that in this day and age that the medical doctors will be willing to...
They're not trained in what produces health.
And incorporating this because they don't get to sell the medicine, the prescribed medicine. And so what should a person do to be careful not to have a train wreck health-wise?
Yeah, the challenge is they're trained in treating disease. They're not trained in what really produces health. And most MDs have very, very little training in nutrition whatsoever. And how much training have they gotten in dealing with radiation issues? Unless they're really a researcher. Mm-hmm. They're not going to have this information, and also the medical x-rays are cumulative. People are not aware that they've found that there's a 12 times higher risk of leukemia if a woman has had a single x-ray in the first trimester of pregnancy. The infants are much more susceptible to the radiation. And like I said, 12 times higher leukemia risk. So because, the radiation levels in infants, it's going to displace, the cobalt's going to displace. I mean, it's going to go into the bone marrow and things like that. So leukemia rates are already skyrocketing from the radiation levels. Some of the things you see, I was here in Hawaii when Fukushima occurred, and we watched some of the things that went on here. And when the first plume hit, there was high radiation here in the islands. And some people got, like a lot of skin rash stuff, itchy skin. We also watched this. I was in Phoenix and Los Angeles, where people get caught in that first flood of storms and the rainfall. And from being in the rain with all the high cesium levels coming down the rain, they were getting radiation sickness, literally just from being stuck in the rain.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it feels like real itchy skin, like no seams is what that feels like.
Let me ask this, because when I, on a daily basis, I listen to the shows and I see the TVs, and they're coming at you with cures in a bottle, not just the medical doctors, but the alternative medicines.
Mm-hmm.
Where would a person go? I mean, some people can actually pause themselves because they listen to this show, that show, and then eventually they got them B1s, turmeric, and at the end of the day.
Well, turmeric, we'll talk about that. Olena, yeah. Here in Hawaii, yeah. Is one of the best and most important things you can do. Now, the B1s, B2s, you know, your isolated vitamins is not a whole food, so it's not going to be super healthy. And I literally have been teaching people and telling people for more than 30 years that probably 95% at least of the supplements are either less than beneficial or downright detrimental because it's just more stuff for the body to have to deal with. Life comes from life.
So what caution do you offer? Because I don't want to be party to tossing out a lot of names and numbers and what have you, and then someone runs out and says, I heard it on this show. I'm just asking, what advice could you give to proceed with caution mm-hmm. when you start to incorporate B12s and the other things that you speak about? Because that's all I'm asking. Do you have any advice? How
absolutely.
Would one carefully approach this?
Yeah, I don't think you can OD on green tea or Olena, mm-hmm. you know, the turmeric. And that the turmeric is very, very, very important. That's mm-hmm. always been used traditionally here by the Hawaiians. Ginger is another extremely protective element. But the turmeric is something that can safely be used. It's an antioxidant, but anti-inflammatory mm-hmm. as well. But it is major protection against the radiation issues. I don't recommend isolated vitamins. Life comes from life. You don't get more aliveness by putting in more dead stuff. So you want to focus on greens. Mm-hmm. Green, and more green. Some of the most protective things, besides the green tea, has been your spirulina, and which we have the best spirulina in the world grown right on the Big Island. Mm-hmm. You know, it is absolutely the most protective. It's they grow that, you know, on the Big Island, their Kona site, where it's the highest level of sunshine of anywhere in the world. And so it has the most protection. It's very, very, you know, and they use the deep sea water, and that's really fantastic. I love their spirulina. Chlorella is another thing. 50% decrease in side effects of radiation by using chlorella. Wheatgrass, any sprouts are another thing that's good. Beets. Beets are very protective for the liver and for blood pressure and things like that. Beets are another one of those master nutrients, I would say. And very alkalinizing to the body, because for tumors to develop, the body has to be in acidosis, that kind of thing. So you want to alkalinize the body. So I encourage people to really focus on eating healthy, you know. Mm-hmm. We also use our technology, because there isn't anything, you know, on the planet that does what our technology does for the protection of radiation. Ionizing radiation unzips the DNA. Literally. So it's the genetic damage. So we want to repair the breaks in the DNA with the active hydrogen, which is the ultimate antioxidant. But also the cells are like, hydrogen fuel cells. And that active hydrogen will repair the breaks in the hydrogen bonds in the DNA. So that becomes very, very important. And also for neutralizing, the fusion is the antidote to fission, and it can neutralize the radiation in the environment, and this has been proven by a lot of scientists. Now we're getting ready to do a lot more research. I was invited as a keynote speaker for the Ministry of Health in the Ukraine, and they've offered me a team of 20 Russian scientists to study the effects of our technology with the radiation. Of course, in the Ukraine, and also in Russia, I'm a Dame Commander of Grace with the Order of St. John, the Knights Hospital, or it's the oldest order of the healing knights of St. John of Jerusalem that started the world's first hospitals. We sponsor orphanages in Russia because the bigger accidents were in Russia. And there are children being born there every day with defects, with birth defects from the radiation issues. Radiation issues also in Iraq from the depleted uranium. 7 out of 10 children born there. They've asked the women to not have babies for a while because of all the birth defects. So, you know, we want to study all these. You know, there are things that reverse those issues.
Now, you mentioned iodine and how two drops or something of that nature. Where do they get iodine from, and how do they get it, and how do they administer it, the individuals that you're speaking to?
Okay, yeah, that's why I started to talk about, too. I like to put droppers full of this really, I get best of iodine. People can contact our office for more information, you know, at eesystem.com or Dr. Ramos here in Waikiki. He's in Eaton Square, also is very familiar with the radiation issues and also carries the iodine. And I believe Dr. Shintani will also be carrying that at his Kukui Plaza Center.
And can you find that at some of the health food stores? Is that a different brand, or is it poo-pooed or what?
Yes, you can find Lugol's solution. Any of them are going to be helpful. Mm-hmm. The iodine that I use is very, very potent in that it's high bioavailability, but also will not accumulate and create any issues or any problems. And you want to saturate the body. Like I said, 98% of people at least are deficient in iodine. Now, for the children, the most important thing, because children are 10 times more susceptible to the iodine issues, but like I use kukui nut oil here, get a bottle of kukui nut oil, and I put a couple droppers full of iodine in the oil and use that topically. You know, put that all over the body will absorb the iodine. And because the skin is one of the largest reservoirs of the iodine, but also two drops on the thyroid, literally on the throat, will protect from the radioactive iodine 131.
But don't ingest it internally, orally. Don't take it.
Yes, you can also do that as well. And I do recommend that. In fact, iodine, remember when we were kids? Iodine was used for everything because there is no pathogen resistant to it. So remember we put iodine on every
that,
cut
but
and
I don't
scrape
recall
and
consuming it in response to a nuclear fallout. I just want to make sure that
they would distribute iodine tablets. Remember that's in
there. Oh, I remember that part, but that
but
was prescribed and administered. But when mm-hmm. we're just individuals, we're tossing this information out to individuals and they just haphazardly go out and purchase it and start to administer. I want to be careful because if there's good information.
Do the research.
Well, or if the research apparently has been done. I just want to make sure that seize the opportunity from you to tell them the proper thing or the safe thing. That's all, you know, is what I'm really concerned about. And just, I like to be informative, but I don't want to end up being responsible of someone having a toxic mixture or cocktail because
right.
they heard us
an
talking
example.
About it.
I'm speaking about the singlet atom iodine, which there is no toxicity for it. So, and so that's very different, and it's super bioavailable, absorbable, and so it's really good. But two drops in a glass of water will purify water. So it's one of those things to always have as a preemptive measure, regardless. But
now I'm digging on this because here's why. When Fukushima occurred, right here, I sought out iodine. Was it a struggle getting it? Yes. I had people telling me all kinds of things, and I thought, let me stop for a minute, you know. Do I want to live through this supposedly radiation threat, or do I want to consume this and end up getting sick? You know, because I had all kinds of
there was a lot of misinformation. There was
so
a
that's
tremendous
why I'm speaking
amount of
firsthand, and you know, and there apparently was supposedly a shortage. Now, why didn't the government come out and start to instruct us where to obtain this? That's what troubled me. About that, maybe you can speak to that, or the next time, rather than being caught off guard, do you suggest we obtain it and keep it on hand?
Absolutely.
Now that was a dumb question.
Absolutely, the government is really not going to accept full responsibility for your health.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. But you understand, I just, there's so much good information, and when I grew up, that's what we did. It was a lot of holistic medicine, not even seeing a doctor, you know, and so it worked then, it got me this far. So it's just, I'm just very careful to.
Yeah, I mean, that's the most important thing is what produces health. And how do we produce super health? If you stay super healthy, you don't get sick.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do disease. You just get healthy instead. And that's very, you know, there's a lot of decision making in that. Empowerment means making better choices. Mm-hmm. Anything and everything you put in your body is either going to support health, wellness, and vitality mm-hmm. or not. Okay, and you're not going to be super healthy if you're still poisoning yourself. So here we are in the spam capital of the world. One of the things I'm going to tell you is no more spam masubi. Okay, that's called pink slime now. And the words come out on the pink slime. Don't go there. It's very carcinogenic and very unhealthy, very addictive because of all the MSG and the sugars and everything else they're putting in that. But also stay away from your sodas. Yeah, it's the perfect cancer diet because it makes the body acidic.
Tell us about the soda, because you the other day, you really went off, and I thought to myself, yeah, she's right, because then Coca-Cola popped up, and apparently there was a debate, a discussion or a declaration that they've decided not to use a certain caramel coloring.
The caramel coloring. We've known for at least 30, 35 years that was a carcinogenic substance, the caramel coloring itself. But that's the least of the problems with it. But, yeah they're not going to use that now.
You know, but a long time ago when I was in school, elementary school, they said if you take Coca-Cola and take a nail and put it in the Coke and it would eat the nail up, right then it was enough to tell me, this isn't good for my teeth or any part of my body, you know.
That's good for cleaning bumpers, cleaning drains, cleaning engines, no problem. Degreaser, yeah.
I think maybe it was good in the old days when they had actual Coke in it. The Coke. But other than that, now
now it's a dangerous combination of caffeine with the aspartame, and the aspartame's even in the regular cola, not just the diet sodas.
Mm-hmm.
The diet sodas, the aspartame is linked to doubling the obesity, doubling the belly fat ratio. But that's sugar-free, so much to be healthier? No, and it increases the diabetes rate, and it increases, you know, I'm a researcher, so I study all the research from all over the world, and one soda a week is enough to quadruple certain kinds of cancer in the body. 2.5 pH of one soda, you know, to drink one mm-hmm. soda, it takes 40 to 50 glasses of water just to neutralize the acidity of one soda.
Mm-hmm. And then if it's diet, it becomes even a little more problematic.
Yeah, I mean, the high fructose corn syrup is a nightmare as far as direct route to diabetes and obesity, and it crosses the blood-brain barrier, but it's also carrying that aspartame, which is a neurotoxin that's super addictive, but it causes brain tumors. You mm-hmm. can do the research. A Taste That Kills is one book that's been about that, and Dr. Mercola. I'm going to give people a couple resources of where they can do some of their own research,
mm-hmm.
Because I'm mentioning Dr. Joseph Mercola. One resource that has good search engines where you can research things, Mercola.com, M-E-R-C-O-L-A, Mercola.com. And he has a lot of that information about aspartame.
Mm-hmm.
Sucralose is not any better either.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's another neurotoxin and extremely toxic. Causes, you know, all of these artificial sweeteners other than stevia, which is sweet leaf and it's an herb. The sweet leaf stevia is fantastic, and it helps heal the pancreas and the blood sugar issues and helps balance out blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to stay away from the aspartame, the sucralose, any of those artificial sweeteners, and do not give them to children, please.
Now, you have the EE systems. Let's talk about that a bit and what some of the claims and how does one get in touch with you regarding it? Well, there might be a caller first. Let's treat the... Good morning, caller. You have a comment or question?
Yes, she mentioned stevia. Why haven't they used stevia in things like commercial products so we don't have to eat aspartame?
Well, they are beginning to make a version of stevia that they're putting in things. We're having a lot of feedback here.
Caller, do you have your radio on and turned
yes,
down a
I've
little
bit? I've got it off now.
Okay.
That helps.
Thank you.
Now, in Asia, stevia has been used much more extensively for much longer period. Also, xylitol, the xylitol gum. There's 50 years of research of xylitol filling in incipient cavities and things like that. There are healthy sweeteners. Xylitol is another one that's a natural antibiotic and things like that.
It is very poisonous to animals, though.
Yeah, xylitol can be. So there, you want to not, well, it depends on how it's used. But I do want to talk about that because stevia was kept out of the U.S. quite a bit because of the big money in aspartame, huge, huge money. And we have Rumsfeld to thank for pushing that one through. Mm-hmm. And big industry. And the sugar industry also didn't want it because it's like, you know.
But are we overcoming this?
Consumer demand is a powerful law.
Mm-hmm.
And every dollar is a vote. You have accountability. Every dollar is a vote. What are you voting for? Are you voting for the things that create health and wellness and help create healing for yourself and for others? Or voting for those things that create more toxicity and destruction on the planet? This is why I recommend buying only organic, too.
Buying what?
Only organic, because otherwise you're paying for the poisons.
That's right. Well, thank you for all your good work.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, caller. Well, it's always good to have to know that people are listening, and with great caution, I like to bring things to the table, but, you know, and I don't want to be responsible for misinforming, because there's a need for information out there, and you pick up packets now. We cover occasionally carbon monoxide in fish.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nothing to do with preserving it, making it better or safer. It's just to trick you.
Yeah, well, there's now strontium
fish.
In the fish.
Yeah.
And besides the the mercury issues and things like that, there's now strontium.
Now, which fish?
That information came out on American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. They released that as part of some of the recent research done. So people can do the research, or do the searches yourself. I gave Mercola.com.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The other one that I really like for as a resource is NaturalNews.com.
Mm-hmm.
NaturalNews.com. Good search engines where people can put in and look up things. Also, I work with Dr. Gabriel Cousins. I'll be going here. From here to Lima, Peru, and Dr. Gabriel Cousins will be there also. And his latest book is There is a Cure for Diabetes. But he has a wonderful blog on his website where you can actually get a lot of information on the radiation issues and what to do. Now, he uses our EE system. You were just talking about that, the EE system technology, because, you know, it is so powerful for creating healing. It's just a healthy energetic environment, but it's like a healthy microwave, if you can mm-hmm. see it that way, because it's healthy energy for the body, super healthy energy that the body relates to, and then can take and use that energy, like I said, for repairing the DNA, and we see major miracles with that. And Dr. Shintani has, of course, brought that to the community here, and you'll hear more about that from him. But I'll be meeting Dr. Gabriel Cousins. I wanted to give his website. It's treeoflife.nu, treeoflife.nu, because there's a lot of information on radiation, and he also gives some of the information of what to do, you know, the information. I do want to run through a few of those things that we want to focus on, too. Can we do that now?
Okay. Go ahead. How long will it take? We're coming down to the last.
Oh, I'll do a quick rundown.
Okay.
Now, our EE system technology is probably the best thing you could possibly do if you're concerned about radiation. It's about creating healthy environment and healthy community, Ohana. And we're getting ready to launch that more worldwide for the radiation issues. We also have an EE medallion, which helps protect the integrity of the blood crystals and integrity and maintain the strength of the body, the the integrity, the alignment of the blood crystals and things, and that's very testable, and people love those. And we recommend those, and EE bracelets, and those are hyper healthy. So we do recommend those. Besides that is focusing on your greens. Garlic and onion are also very, very beneficial. It has the natural sulfur, which will counter the radioactive sulfur. It creates that displacement. Apples, apple pectin. Now, that is not going to be in your, you know, commercial apple juice. There's no pectin there. You've got to take raw apples. And the easiest way to give that to kids and stuff is make your own applesauce. Throw some apples in the blender and blend it up with a little cinnamon. Cinnamon is another super herb that's super spice. Anyway, that's super protective and helps balance blood sugar. One of the symptoms of radiation, one of the things that goes up and skyrockets is the diabetes rates. So you've got to balance blood sugar. So your apple, put a bunch of cinnamon in there, and you can sweeten it with a little stevia or a little good maple syrup or good Hawaiian lehua honey or something, but get your raw honey, not commercial honey. The commercial honeys are mostly the ones out of China. They found that most of that is there's no bee pollen in it, so it's not really honey. Okay. It's high fructose corn syrup. So you want to get your raw, local bee pollens. Mm-hmm. Sunflower seeds are also very protective, and I think I mentioned miso soup, but use it raw. You stir that in the hot water last and use the miso in different ways. Miso is very protective. You want to use your cultured or your cultured soybeans. Do not use soy products generally. Your soy proteins and things like that actually are damaging to the thyroid. So you want to use the cultured soy. Natto is an extremely protective food. And then your zeolites, your clinoptilites. Clinoptilite is the best of zeolite, and that's what was used to entomb in Chernobyl, what stopped it. But also they find taking the clinoptilites will chelate or pool the radioactive particles, clays. Use your spirulina, your chlorella, wheatgrass, sprouts, beets, bee pollen. Bee pollen's very, very good for radiation. Rosemary, cilantro, parsley, basil. Cilantro especially chelates aluminum. Mm-hmm. And mercury, and your green tea, aloe, ginseng, gotocola, and ginkgo, and astragalus.
Now, well, good. One of the things that going back a bit, you mentioned strontium and selenium. Some of these elements are found naturally in the environment anyway. And so I don't want to, when we say that these are in fish, and in the, yes, they are, but there's also their background. They're found in the environment naturally.
The fissioning of plutonium creates elements that are not found in nature. But you have
selenium is. These are. You have a number of elements. But anyway, mm-hmm. we just want to make sure we don't. When we say mercury is in fish and lead is in fish, these are. Yes, they are, and a lot of it comes from the power plants burning the fuel
yes,
oil and what have you. So
absolutely.
Not just from radiation and not to take issue. But,
yeah, that's
but
ongoing
anyway.
Radiation that we've... 48 of the 65 nuclear power plant sites in the U.S. are leaking radioactive hydrogen. Mm-hmm. That's one of the stats we do have here.
Okay. Yeah, well, anyway, we'll be back in the second hour with Dr. Shintani and yourself, and I appreciate you joining me. And if you have any questions, please feel free to call 524-1080. And I know that a lot of you were sharing with me a while back that you couldn't get the station well, but now things have picked up as we promised, and the management has done quite a good job here and getting it out there, and it's clear. And if any of you are still having problems, give us a call and let me know. You can call me at 782-6627. I'd like to hear from you. But as I travel around the islands and from the other islands, I'm hearing that it's coming in quite clear. So, again, thank all of you for joining and listening in. And we're up to any ideas you have. And remember, you can have a show here, too, if you like, right here at KWAI. I think it's quite reasonable, and you should try it. So anyway, Dr. Michaels, I appreciate you joining me, and we'll be back with Dr. Sheraton Shintani and yourself. And again, thank you for joining me.
Thank
Aloha.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for tuning in to the Carol Cox Show, heard every Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on K108. Tune in again next time for the Carol Cox Show, right here at KWAI Honolulu.
To see how much you could save.
Okay, welcome back to the Carol Cox Show, the second half. And as I promised, I have Dr. Terry Shintani in the studio with us, and also Dr. Sandra Michaels, as she was on an earlier segment. And I'm excited. I don't know if you know this, that we hear Dr. Shintani's name in various arenas with on diets and the Why and I diet, and you're at the Zippies, right. And you also have a show here at 8 o'clock.
Right, tonight, on Sunday evenings.
Sunday evenings,
right.
So 10:80 a.m., and always good information. I listen, and anytime I can get free medical.
Right, exactly. Right.
I'm willing.
Right,
I'm not going to take issue with government giving me free or anybody giving me free good medical advice. So I encourage you to listen in on Dr. Shintani's show. And what is the actual title?
It's called
of it?
Healing in You.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually Healing in You, and we have healinginyou.com. Is the oldest running health talk show in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
It actually dates back to right around 1980, and it's been continuously running since that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, 8 o'clock Sunday evenings on AM 1080.
And you founded the innovative center there at UH, the medical.
Well, I was one of the founding members of mm-hmm. the Department of Complementary Alternative Medicine mm-hmm. Wellness Center.
Mm-hmm.
We started that at the medical school, gosh, some years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
It actually is a testament to the forward thinking of our medical school. That we are one of the few medical schools that has a department of complementary and alternative medicine.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the other schools will have programs, but
mm-hmm.
we actually have a department of complementary mm-hmm. and alternative medicine, and we actually have a wellness center there where we have physicians and practitioners who are double, triple, quadruple trained. Everyone there is trained in one conventional modality and at least one what might be called alternative modality.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the projects I'm involved with.
And I noticed that Dr. Michaels' program, you've incorporated that and working quite well with her. And so
well,
that's a great commentary
right,
on both parts.
Yeah, one of the things that I've done is for some years, I have had a separate nonprofit organization mm-hmm. called the Hawaii Health Foundation, which is the nonprofit organization that produces the Healing and You radio show. Mm-hmm. But we also produce my 10-day disease reversal program, and we now have an office at Kukui Plaza where we, as part of our program, our 10-day health program, we've incorporated Dr. Michael's mm-hmm. energy enhancement system. We actually mm-hmm. have a classroom there where we teach a lot of our classes on whole person health. But the classroom is outfitted with the system so that that becomes a scalar wave chamber. Mm-hmm. And people can actually, it's like getting massage therapy, mm-hmm. but for every cell in the body. And people can avail themselves of that at our wellness center.
Now, if you could hold that thought, okay, go get a pencil and a piece of paper and write this number down. We'll give you about 15 seconds to do that. And, mm-hmm. and how do they contact you or your organization and Dr. Michaels for this participate?
We actually have periodic free seminars mm-hmm. where people can actually sit in the technology while we explain what it is. So they are actually getting a $50 value free mm-hmm. session in the scalar chamber. And they can go to alohanetics.com, mm-hmm. alohanetics.com, and we regularly post the schedule of classes. We have one coming up this Wednesday. Unfortunately, Dr. Michael, we actually book up very quickly because it's a free session. It's a $50 free value-free session in the chamber.
I think it's worth a lot more than that, Shintani. All the information and all the benefit, and they're actually getting 2 hours in there.
Right, yeah. It's actually more like $100
and
value.
And having you in living color to talk about it, that's an experience.
Yeah, so, invaluable wisdom.
Right. But if people don't have internet and they can't get to alohanetics.com, they can call 628-8784, 628-8784. To find out information about that. And we're actually going to start having regular sessions in there where we explain the technology, because the technology is a little baffling and people need to have an explanation about what's going on in the system.
It's like Star Trek medicine.
I mean, if everything works the way it looks like it works, that may be truer than you think. Mm-hmm. It's really there are a lot of surprising results with the system. I mean, there's evidence that it's better than a lot of things that are now being used. Like, didn't you say you had some results that seem to be better than hyperbaric? And
oh, it's the ultimate oxygen therapy because it releases the oxygen from within.
Right, but then you're not under this high pressure. There's evidence it works like the pulsed electromagnetic frequency. There's evidence that it there's actually physiologic evidence that it may have the effect of an antidepressant. So people who have depressive symptoms may want to try this, and that comes on the heels, by the way, of last year. As you know, because of my radio show, I mm-hmm. report a lot of health news, mm-hmm. and last year came a very surprising and rather shocking report that in a 15-year meta-analysis of all the data they collected on antidepressants, that for mild to moderate depression, they found that medications were no better than placebo. Mm-hmm. And you have to understand, antidepressant medications is a multi-billion-dollar industry. Many, many people are taking Prozacs and, you know, so many of the antidepressant medications.
But the side effects are like...
Right, not only the side effect, you know, don't you see these TV commercials? I would laugh if it wasn't so terrible, but mm-hmm. they would say, they'd show people with depression and they say, but if you take our medication, they have to play this nice music and they have birds chirping and everything. And then at the end they say side effects include this is suicide and death. And
right.
you go, wait a minute, why would I want to take that?
Yeah. Now, what I fail to do is tell the listeners out there, and this is, you are a living legend, has been acknowledged as a living
treasure.
Treasure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not legend. Well, you're a legend, too. But a living treasure.
Yeah, that's a formal designation.
Yeah. And that's because of your work and the efforts that you've put forward.
I think it was because I've done work in various areas. Mm-hmm. I spent most of my career in Waianae with the Native Hawaiian community. I've spent virtually all my career helping people who are underserved. I've spent some time in Waimanalo, but I've also gotten into the commercial area where I started the Zippy's cuisine, the Shintani cuisine mm-hmm. at Zippy's. That program served, I think, if you estimated it, something around 900,000
right.
no cholesterol, low fat meals to the general public, and all of the royalties went into the nonprofit. Mm-hmm. So I didn't make a penny on it personally.
Yeah, I want to say too, one of your big contributions is actually a bulletproof study on reversing diabetes with diet.
Right.
And getting the Native Hawaiians back to their indigenous diet.
Right, and I published papers, so I got into the academic field. I published papers on disease reversal, reversing diabetes, reversing hypertension, reversing high cholesterol, and as you might know, I'm also an attorney,
mm-hmm.
and I'm an inactive attorney, but I use my law background to get the law so to speak, legalized Native Hawaiian healing arts in Hawaii. So I think they looked at the whole body of work because I've worked in so many, and I've actually helped people with environmental issues, mm-hmm. water rights, because I look at growing of taro not just as food, but as medicine for the ailing Native Hawaiian community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, is it true that you, the creator of the Zippy's tofu burger?
No, I didn't create that.
Or did you?
No, what we had there was we had 13 entrees mm-hmm. that had no cholesterol, that had were all low fat. Didn't have any chemicals in it, and they rotated it at Zippy's, and they actually offered it in their deli. And it was things like vegetarian stew.
Mm-hmm.
They had burritos. They had jambalaya.
Mm-hmm.
They had for the Japanese. They had nishime with. Again, all of it was low fat, no cholesterol. They had a wide variety. They had soups. They had, we even had some dessert items, so that people could have a variety of things to do. And for me, since your one of your focuses is environmental, part of the way I've always looked at our health crisis that we have, obesity crisis and health crisis, is we live in a toxic food environment. It's because everywhere you turn, you got junk food right at your fingertips. I remember when I was a kid in Hawaii, you could count the number of fast food places. There was Scotty's, there was the Minor Bird, there was Chunky's, way back when. But you could count them, maybe on one hand. Now, instead of four on the island, there's four on every corner. Mm-hmm. You know, you have Jack in a Box, Burger King, McDonald's, Kentucky.
But we have our favorite fast food here on the islands for a Big Mac attack, the macadamia nuts.
Right, right, you can do that instead. But the point I'm trying to make is that we now live in a very toxic food environment because we have so much junk food and it's so easy to get. And you walk into a store, 80% of it is it's not food anymore. Maybe 85% is not food anymore. Food products, mm-hmm. the things derived from food, but they're no longer food. The only place you find real food is in the produce and the whole grain section, and that's about it, and the bean section, and that's about it. And everything else is food products. And when you start grinding things up and separating it out and refining it and adding chemicals to it, you can't possibly get the right kind of nutrients in you to support the best possible health. Mm-hmm. And what I've done in my programs is I've just reversed it all. I've taken all of that junk out of their food system, and I show people how to eat whole, unprocessed food. And I track their blood sugars and their cholesterols and their blood pressures and so forth. And in just 10 days, people are just shocked that we can lower their cholesterol by 40, 50 points. We can lower their blood pressure. By some people have running high blood pressures. They're on 3-4 medications. Within 10 days, for a lot of them, we have to take them off their medicine because their pressure becomes so good that their medication becomes dangerous.
And this is done by diet.
Diet and lifestyle, right. Uh-huh. And that's the program that I've been running for, well, many years now.
Now, this program, the Scalar,
yeah,
chamber,
that's now.
Is it? Are you
now? Wedding, that's an adjunct to
you're
that.
You're wetting them up,
right? Because the diet will work on your fundamental mm-hmm. issues, mm-hmm. but the Scalar chamber will do things like, make you feel a little more energy, but it'll also help. It seems to help with inflammation. Mm-hmm. Some people report joint pains disappearing, back pains disappearing. There's actually some mysterious effects going on. There's actually evidence that circulation improves. We actually do high-resolution blood imaging, mm-hmm. And you can see the clumping of blood cells, which most people have within an hour, disappears. And so the viscosity of the blood decreases. And it's really interesting. You'll see the cells separating. So the implication is that circulation will be better. And if the cells all separate rather than just clumping together, mm-hmm. Oxygen delivery is going to be better. So all of your organs will function better under those conditions.
Good morning, caller. You have a comment, a question for the doctors?
Yes, quick comment basically is I want to thank bringing Dr. Shintani on and the other guest that was
Dr.
there.
Dr. Michaels?
You know, of the recent publicity on this pink slime, yeah? that's in our school systems, yeah?
Right.
It's a real sin because they make all kind of references, huh? But I didn't see any reference whether this particular solution had any nutritional value at all. It seems to be that's not a big concern. And I'd like for Dr. Shintani, if it's possible for him, to make a comment on
well,
that.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you.
I'll listen.
All right.
Thank you. You know, I'm not an expert on pink slime, although we've reported it on my radio show, actually quite long before they reported it in the general news. Mm-hmm. We were actually, my co-host, Dr. Diane, is actually a very good researcher, and we seem to always be ahead of the curve. But we were talking about pink slime months ago.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been talking about spam, though?
Right, but spam is almost like pink slime in a can. The nutritional value, if you compare it to spam, what people need to realize is people think of spam as a meat product. And when you think of meat product, you think protein.
Mm-hmm.
But spam is only 17% protein. That's 1/7. And people say, well, what's the other 83%? Well, if you look at it, it's fat. And if you look at and it's largely the wrong kind of fat. It's lots of saturated fat. Mm-hmm. And then you have chemicals in there. And you've got preservatives in there. And it's baffling to me how pink slime was allowed in school lunches. And it's baffling to me how people didn't realize that places like McDonald's and other fast food places was using this stuff for years. The basic concept of fast food is to churn out the cheapest stuff you can possibly make. That's how they can offer 99% double burgers or whatever they are. I don't want to mention any names.
But they have to put the neurotoxins in to make it addictive so it tastes like real food, so people will eat the stuff and keep coming back
and
wanting more.
Have a consistent, predictable flavor.
And actually, as an environmentalist, or you might appreciate this, but I've even seen regulations that they allow a certain parts per million of animal hairs and insect parts in foods like that. What does that tell you? You mean there's rats running around in the processing plant and they fall into the machine, or there are roaches? People need to realize what they're getting when they eat things like this. And it's shocking to me that the government doesn't require better reporting of all this, and then they turn it into euphemisms.
Right, and this brings me to this more presently, or currently, there's a debate on labeling.
Of course.
GMO. And
oh, absolutely.
I am puzzled at how anybody at the state capitol or in city government or any government would be reluctant or refuse
right
to require
I agree.
Label.
I mean, I agree with
the
you.
The buyer's right to know. If I went to buy a car,
they
tell the dealer that they have to disclose to me things about the car. But when it comes to food and ingesting and threatening my health.
Oh, never mind that it becomes part of your body.
Roundup Ready. It's Agent Orange in your gut.
Right. Well, but the thing is about, well, here's the thing that's puzzling to me. You know, I'm a professor and a scientist and a physician. The American Academy of Environmental Medicine has already come out with, and this is the whole body of the best scientists in the world in the field of environmental medicine have come out with a statement saying that there should be a moratorium on GMO foods. I mean, a moratorium. They should stop it right now. Until they have better long-term studies. And the reason for that is it's, you know, I saw an editorial the other day saying, oh, they don't have, they're just claiming religious or spiritual reasons why they don't want their food altered. Baloney, it's not just spiritual reasons.
Right.
The best scientists in the world have said we shouldn't be doing this.
Right.
And the government, what they'll do is they'll form another agency and give a quasi-approval based on that. But the reality is the best unbiased scientists say we should stop this because of the potential danger. There are studies that show that there's organ damage in animals that eat this stuff.
When they dissect the animals, they look healthy on the outside and then they just drop dead. When they open them up, they find that the intestines are shredded.
Right. Yeah. And the other issue was that I think we mentioned about the bees. Where are the bees in Hawaii?
Right.
And what do bees eat? They eat pollen. And if it's GMO pollen, who knows what that does to the intestine or the health of the bees?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe their immune system drops, and then those little mites can get to them. We don't. The point is, we don't know. And if we don't know, and because the potential effect is catastrophic, then the burden is on the other side to prove that it's not causing harm.
Right.
Rather than saying, well, where's your proof? My view is, where's your proof that it doesn't cause the harm? We've already set forth a prima facie case that this could cause major harm. It could be catastrophic in the future. And the government seems to be taking a blind eye to that and not even allowing labeling.
Well, one of the things that I noticed, our government here in the state of Hawaii has become green. It's greener now. I don't know if you're aware of that. the government is. They'll take green money from anybody. Monsanto, they'll take green money from anybody. That's what the problem is. You know, I think they misunderstood. Someone says, hey, let's go green.
Yeah. And
anyway, I'm sorry. That's what you get when you get a guy like me mixed with doctors.
I think it's shocking that the best scientists in the world come out with an opinion of that kind, and the government completely ignores it. There should be accountability to of the government to the harm that may be caused.
And one of the funny things I look at, while our legislators and other government officials are refusing to require labels, they're not millionaires or billionaires where they import all of the food and know exactly what they're eating the same garbage that
right.
we're eating.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what's
yeah.
troubling.
Yeah,
and
that is troubling.
That,
yeah.
that they would return to the same right. dinner table with you and eat the same
right.
unlabeled food, the mystery
yeah, they don't,
food.
Well, I think you know, they don't realize they may be harming their own children
right.
by not allowing the labeling and the control of technologies of this kind.
And you need to invent a machine that will explain that, change that thinking with the legislators.
Well, we need the technology to have more intelligence for decision making.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say, too, I've been, you know, the extreme wealthy only buy organic, and they know what they're doing, and they use energy medicine extensively for themselves. And they're not eating the same garbage. They're not the politicians, though.
Now, this I fell in love with this tofu burger. That's why I asked, because when I got to tell you, when the first time I consumed one, it was nightmarish. I thought to myself, who on earth came up with this? But then I looked at the alternatives. I could either have myself a nice big fat boy burger, or I could have myself a chicken sandwich or a fish sandwich, you know, and all of that, and then die young. Or I could fall in love with this tofu burger, and I've come to. Am I okay with? Continuing?
Yeah, I think. Well, let's put it this way: as you said, look at the alternatives. I mean, a quarter pound of tofu is about 5 grams of fat.
Mm-hmm.
Quarter pound of beef is like 18-20 grams of fat, and most of that is saturated. And who knows what else is in there?
The hormones, additives, and
yeah, all of those things. And actually, you were mentioning pink slime. My understanding is they ammoniate it. They put ammonia in the meat to kill off the bacteria.
Yeah.
Well, people should know that ammonia is like urine, isn't it? Because
yeah.
And I'll let people think about that one in their own mind.
Safe food, right?
Not sure I'd ever want my food treated that way.
Not something you want to ingest. Not going
to
create health.
Right. But anyway, let's frame it in a positive way. If we would all support our local organic farmers, if we would all vote, I think some you were saying earlier, voting with your dollars in favor of natural, local, organic foods. If we would stop consuming all the junk, the processed foods, you know, we have everything to gain. Our own health will very quickly respond to that kind of positive approach. In my programs, 10 days now, I have people come in, they're on multiple medications, they're on diabetes medicine and high blood pressure medicine and cholesterol medicine, and some of them have aches and pains from arthritis, and some of them are on long-term medication for migraine headaches, and there's so many conditions they come in with. I put them on this program. And of course, there's a cost to it because I have to monitor these people. I have registered nurses working with me because they get healthy. Many of them get healthy so fast that their medication becomes dangerous, and I have to start pulling out the medications one by one. But in 10 days, I can, I've been able to turn a lot of people's health around to a point where in that short time I take them off at least some of their medications. Mm-hmm. And the point is, if I can get somebody off their, if I can drop somebody's cholesterol 40 points in 10 days, why would you want to start taking the medicine in the first place?
Have another call, a good morning caller. You have a comment, a question?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Am I on?
Hi, yes,
Dr.
You're on.
Shintani.
Hi.
This is one of your fans.
Oh, thank you for calling.
Anna, and advocate, and I promote you so much on my way out. And Mr. Fox, Cox.
Yes.
Thank you for having your guest. It's very informative. You know, the lady. I've learned a lot. That's why I like talk radio, especially
K108. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Go ahead.
I call because of the burger thing, the tofu burger.
Mm-hmm.
I think just Dr. Shintani was so instrumental in bringing up the awareness thing, because I remember his all his dishes. I was one of those that went to, you know, eat it. It's not because I had health problems. It's just a prevention thing. Mm-hmm. I believe in prevention is the key to good health, mm-hmm. awareness and knowledge. So, you know, we all got to do our own research as individual. So I love to listen because it makes sense. Well, I'll try it. And if it works, fine. And I'll help others by knowing all these things that, you know, we learn. But the point is the tofu burger, I think Zippy's started to change their whole menu thing, like the vegetarian chili, because I can't eat the other vegetarian chili anymore. Once you eat the vegetarian chili, it's way better, better tasting.
Mm-hmm.
And and now they, you know, a lot of restaurants are adding that brown rice thing. So, you know, you have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
So I think because of Dr. Shintani out there, everybody is slowly coming around and changing their whole attitude, which is great, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we cannot get away from fast food. It's so hard. I mean, you see everybody there. I mean, I shake my head, but what can you do, you know?
Right.
Well, thank you,
thank
caller.
You. Thank you.
Oh, well, one more thing.
Yes, go ahead.
Congratulations, Dr. Shintani. You're on the Generation Magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I know Percy personally. I know his family, for Lassie Hara. I don't know him. I never met him. Yeah, but anyway, I know his parents. They're great people.
Oh, yeah, wonderful people.
Yeah, but anyway, to the people who don't know about the Generation Magazine, I don't know if they still have them out there, because I kept several copies so I can distribute to people that usually don't go to that place shopping and they're not aware of it. But it's a well-done magazine about people in Hawaii, the contribution they do.
Right, it's for the boomers. It's for the seniors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, baby boomers and the elders. But this is very important, it's like health. Mm. We all need, now the baby boomers got to take care of the elders, right?
That's right. We do.
Yeah.
Yep,
so,
we do.
But I'm so glad that Percy's out there and you, Dr. Shintani.
Thank you.
And you remember when you first got national recognition by that Paula?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
You know, she's, I saw a magazine. My daughter had, I don't know, was Costco. She's out there, you know. She's looking really good. A big picture on the front page.
Are you talking about Jane Pauley with Dateline NBC?
Yeah, remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was on when I was on Dateline NBC, she introduced us. Yeah, Jane Pauley.
Yeah, you were big time. I see a lot of national talk radio.
Right,
I mean,
thank you.
You know, to us, you're just Dr. Shintani.
Yeah,
right?
Local boy. Yeah.
Yeah, no. But it's great that you're integrating, you know, your career,
right.
and you have these people at the UH.
Right.
Like your guest. I mean, first time I heard her, because I kind of was away from radio, but this morning, well, I like Mr. Cox program. He is so informative.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Because I'm an anti-rail, like anti-bed stuff, you know?
Right.
But anyway,
thank you so much. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. You know, one of the things they featured in the Generations magazine is one of my patients. She was on, she said she was taking 9 pills a day, 6 months later, after 10 days, we took her off some of her medicine. She continued our principles. 6 months later, she's on no medication. Wow. And her blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol, all normal.
Wow. Yeah. Caller, are you there?
I am.
Go ahead if you have a comment or question for the guest.
I have a comment.
Thank you.
I was hired some years ago to work for a fast food restaurant. I was in as an assistant manager. And this restaurant, I don't know if I can name names, but they feature roast beef sandwiches. And it's one of the big ones. Mm-hmm. I think they're here in the islands, although they're not as dominant as Burger King. Their roast beef is not a roast. It's like a beef pudding in a bag. And I mean, when you defrost it, you could mold this thing into. I mean, it's about the consistency of canned dog food.
Wow.
Actually, I would say even a little more wet.
Wow.
But when you bake it, they bake it very slowly for a long time, and it comes out looking, once it's sliced, remarkably like roast beef.
Wow.
And to me, a roast is a roast. And I think that everyone who was coming up to the counter ordering a roast beef sandwich for $2.50, I'm going back 15 years now, but they pictured a prime rib or something similar in the back room that they were carving from. And,
boy, that might have been a version of pink slime itself.
Mm-hmm. It's called food science.
Yeah, wow. I can't imagine that they've changed their recipe. I mean, you have to keep your food costs down below
11%
or whatever it is. But
when did you witness this bag of slime meat?
Oh, let's see. I was in California, but I see the advertisements here, and I have never eaten at one of these restaurants since. Mm-hmm. And I used to frequent them, but I'd say now it's been 7 or 8 years. I worked there for maybe 6 months. The only reason I stayed was because they put me through a training program, and I felt obligated. I felt I owed them something. Then I gave them about 500 hours of overtime. You know, when you're salaried, you don't get overtime. And then I felt that, you know, I could justify walking away from it. I just couldn't stand the product. And I couldn't eat the product, and to me it was free. So I was really disappointed when I saw what they were serving up. But it literally.
Boy, thanks for saying that. I'm probably gonna quote you on my radio show.
Okay, you know who I'm talking about. I'm sure.
Yes, I do.
Same as with their ham sandwich and any of their baked meat sandwiches.
And you say you work for this company. What was the company you worked for?
Arby's.
Okay.
So there you go.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And okay. Thank you so much.
Laced and loaded with MSG and different neurotoxins to get people to think it tastes like real food that way.
Now, the lady, it's good. The Generations magazine.
Right.
This is the current issue.
That's the current issue.
And so where can they pick this up?
Actually, they have those actually for free at various places, supermarkets.
Down to Earth.
Okay.
Down to Earth is featured on the cover, actually, isn't it?
Yeah. They have it at I've actually seen it in front of a big city diner, right? You know where the theaters are?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of places where they have those free magazine racks, this is there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, go ahead and share a little more about the scalar.
Because
I sat there.
Right, I know. We kind of got off this subject.
But
right.
I watched that, and you shared with us.
Well, let me just say that, for the listeners, we have a new location for our scalar chamber at Kukui Plaza, and people can avail themselves of that. And we do free seminars, like there's one coming up this Wednesday to explain it. And people can go to alohanetics.com, that's alohanetics.com, to find out about the schedule and register for that. Or they can call 628-8784. But what we're doing there is when we set up the scalar system at the medical school, It got so popular. People felt so good coming out of it. People, after a while, couldn't get an appointment because they would come in. Actually, I had a couple of clients come in and said, what is this thing? I just feel like so much energy. And he just kept coming back because he said he would feel, this fellow was a contractor. He said he would kind of feel tired after a long day. He's very busy right now. And he'd sit in the machine and his energy would come up. And actually there is some published evidence that it actually has the effect of an antidepressant medication now. Mm-hmm. But just imagine now, you're getting the effect of a medication without putting a medicine in your bloodstream. That's what I found most revolutionary.
Hey, Dr. Michaels.
Yeah, right. You can get the effect of a medicine without putting medicine in the bloodstream. Mm-hmm. That's what this, and I, you know, this isn't, I'm not saying this, I'm saying, I'm quoting a research study mm-hmm. that showed that, and this is a complex term, but it inhibited noradrenaline reuptake. Well, that's the mechanism of one of the classes of antidepressant medications, and that may explain why people felt so good sitting in there.
It's a natural high when you oxygenate the brain anyway, and that release of the bit, the way it works with balancing right and left brain, it's opening up the neurotransmitters, neural pathways of expanded states of consciousness.
Yeah, but you see, when you can do that, what happens is each nerve impulse is enhanced a little bit. So it explains why people think better in there. They feel brighter. They feel uplifted. Their thought processes are quicker. Their memory is better. It explains a lot of things. But the key for that is that you're getting the effect of a medication without a medication. And it's... it's a field that needs a lot more research because we have too many medications out there that's poisoning the body. I don't know if Dr. Michael mentioned it, but Journal of American Medical Association concluded that medications are now the fourth leading cause of death. The fourth leading cause of death. What does that mean?
These are prescription medications.
Yeah, these are, and basically it's an admission that our modern medical system is starting to fail.
Mm-hmm. Caller, good morning. You have a comment or question?
Good morning. I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Has anybody done research on the Amish community up on the mainland and how they survive longer life, I guess, because they eat nutritious foods and they grow their own and they're not into the, whatever, what we eat nowadays?
You know, I'm not familiar with the research on Amish. I'm familiar with the research on the Seventh-day Adventists. Mm-hmm. And the Adventists are unique because they follow a vegetarian diet. And they clearly live longer, have lower rates of heart disease, lower rates of cancer, mm-hmm. Stroke, and so forth. And so... When we look at that population, we're very clear that their diet and lifestyle improves. Another study, by the way, is the study done in Norway during the war when the Nazis took over. They took all the cattle and pigs and confiscated the animal products. They were forced to eat grain and vegetables. Oh, wow, what a tragedy. Mm-hmm. What happened is their fat went down, their cholesterol went down, and actually it saved lives because heart disease went down.
What we like, too, is you're famous for the Hawaii diet, but it's eat more, weigh less.
Right, right.
But you have the greatest longevity in the world has actually been in Okinawa also. And there's China study that documents things as well.
Right, and actually my program, the Hawaii Diet Program, mimics I looked at all the studies on traditional diets, and I've created a program that's based on the studies around the world of people who live a long time and have the fewest health problems. And when I put people on that kind of diet, Well, it's no surprise that I'm able to get them off blood pressure medicine, blood sugar medicine, cholesterol medicine, get them healthy, get them to lose weight, even while they're eating lots of food.
And Dr. Shintani, though, is not going to be, he's not holding his breath to get any awards from the pharmaceutical industry for taking everybody off their drugs, but I really want to acknowledge him as being a master at being able to get people healthy so that they no longer are using those medications.
Right. Yeah,
appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Colin.
But anyway, getting back to the scalar energy issue, what I found, what was interesting was in my programs, people noticed that their energy level would increase universally. People would, I say, how many feel more energy? And easily 80, 90% of the people said, yeah, my energy is up. But the interesting thing is, in my program, their blood becomes alkalized because we're eating lots of grains and vegetables and fruit and natural things. Well, alkalinity actually causes a boost in voltage. Well, that's what the energy system does. The energy enhancement system actually, there's some evidence. Where was that done? They measured the millivoltage of cells. It was done on the...
Well, there's a number of different things. The electrointerstitial scanning talked about the mitochondrial activity increasing, being quadrupled in 1 hour, but also they found the tissues going from being in acidosis to perfect pH in 1 hour. So alkalinizing the body, all the tissue in the body, in 1 hour to the proper pH because of the act of hydrogen. Yeah. You know, pH is a hydrogen potential.
But there was a, you were mentioning a study about the millivoltage of the cells.
Dr. Panos Pappas.
Right. So there's research done that this energy enhancement system that we have at the Kukui Plaza and at the medical school boosts cellular voltage. Now, if you can boost cellular voltage, basically you're making the cell younger. Mm-hmm. Basically, because as you get older, your cellular voltage just gradually drops. That's part of the aging process. Your mitochondria put out a little less energy. You're less efficient. Well, if you can boost that back up, your cells start operating as if they're younger, and injuries repair faster, you feel better, and your body begins the process of healing itself in a natural way rather than filling you full of chemicals.
Realize that cancer cannot exist in a high energy system. The millivoltage of the cell membrane potential is meant to be at 70 to 90. Cancer cannot exist till it's below 20. The number one cause of cancer is mitochondrial failure, which occurs, you know, so that mitochondrial failure, if we can raise the mitochondrial activity by quadruple in an hour, you can imagine the difference there.
Mm-hmm. Now, to get in touch with Dr. Shintani and to experience the scalar technology, AlohaNetics, AlohaNetics.com or 628-8784.
Yeah, and actually this Wednesday, because the seminars that Dr. Michael, she did a series of seminars, they're all booked. She's so popular. People want to know about this. They're booked. So I'm going to do a seminar this coming Wednesday explaining it. Dr. Michael won't be there. But but this seminar is like the ones Dr. Michael does. And the great thing is it's in the scalar chamber. Mm-hmm. So people, while they're getting the seminar, are sitting in this scalar chamber. And that's worth $50 an hour. Mm-hmm. So if you want a free session, go to AlohaNetics.com and sign up for this Wednesday's seminar. And if this show airs, I'll use AlohaNetics to post future, because we'll continue to do more updates about this system because research is ongoing. Dr. Michael and I will be in Japan next month, giving them an update on the status of the research, because they're very interested in funding it because there is potential in helping to reverse radiation damage. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to induce the Japanese to fund some research, which we have some preliminary data on, that this system may actually help repair DNA damage.
Yeah, this was proven with other top geneticists, but top genetic research is being done out of Juntendo University, and Dr. Shirasawa is very famous there. We'll be lecturing at an anti-aging conference at Yufuin. It's the Yufuin Congress. Is that the 18th, 19th, and 20th of April?
Right. So
now, again, if you want to learn more about Dr. Michael's projects and her technologies as the EE system, go to EES or EESystem.com. And you can call also 863-471-6820. And for the scalar as a technology and the chamber with Dr. Michaels and Shintani here, AlohaNetics.com. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we have about five more minutes?
I think the real key right now is if people just need to understand that health comes from natural things. It doesn't come from pills. And if you're on pills, by definition, you're still unhealthy. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing at the Hawaii Health Foundation is to advance those interventions that are the most natural, the least invasive, basically living up to Hippocrates' first do no harm. And I think pills can do a lot of harm, so that's why I never use that first. And one of the ways to begin the process is to experience the scalar chamber, mm-hmm. because that's a beginning point. It's not the whole answer, but it's a good beginning point for your aches and pains and, you know, if you feel depression, there's evidence that the depression improves. But that's why I'm putting on this seminar on Wednesday. And that's why I'm going to keep doing it at AlohaNetics.com is to do a series of talks so that I can get people that message of natural health is the best.
Yeah, and we want to thank Dr. Shintani for bringing this technology available for the Ohana, for the Hawaiian community at a very affordable level, because a lot of our doctors have been charging $150 an hour to $250 an hour, and Dr. Shintani is making it very, very affordably available, and these programs that are no cost but get the community in. And we also want to see him doing some of these programs of playing like The Future of Food or the movie Thrive or what's the McDonald's.
We were talking about showing movies in the chamber, and people can show up and watch the movie while sitting in the chamber.
Yeah,
wow.
Hyper-healthy environment. We need to get the kids in, so I'd like you to be showing some of those things, like Super Size Me is another or The Secret are great to watch in the system. But really want to be aware that there has been a whole lack of information and misinformation given, but mostly a cover-up as far as the radiation issues. And there was a 48% increase in infant mortality in Philadelphia in the first 10 weeks after Fukushima. So we need to get our children in there. We need to empower people because the children are the most susceptible to the radiation. Also, there's a lot of miscarriages. The infant mortality has really skyrocketed and is skyrocketing worldwide. So if anybody's pregnant, get them in there. Get them in there before they conceive, even better, because it works with the fertility issues and things like that. And we want to empower people to trigger, give them more energy, more intelligence, trigger their genius, so they have the intelligence to be making better choices for the planet and for our world.
Well, thank you, two of you, Dr. Terry Shintani and Dr. Sandra Michaels. Again, I encourage you to run out and get this Generations magazine and read the story on One Meal at a Time, Reverse Aging and Diseases in 10 Days with Dr. Shintani. And the two of you, I really appreciate you joining me. And I hope for the listeners you benefit from this. It's not going to answer everything, but we'll try.
And thank you, Carol. You've been a pillar of strength for the community, because what I like about you is you're not bought by any outside interests, and really appreciate your work.
Yeah, they haven't invented any money for my height. So that's all I can say.
Yeah.
But again, for you folks out there, you can find good foods at the swap meet. I myself was just there yesterday. at the CAM Highway mm-hmm. Swap Meet over in Pearl City.
Right.
You walk away, I mean, and if you're concerned that it's not organic, rinse it good, wash it good, and the price is awesome and the people there. So go out there and try it. And, again, this is a Carol Cox Show. I will post this show, the earlier show broadcasts, in about 15 minutes. You can find it at carol at carolcox.com. Thank you and
thank
aloha.
Thank you so much.
Mahalo.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for tuning in to the Carol Cox Show, heard every Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on K108. Tune in again next time for the Carol Cox Show, right here at KWAI Honolulu.